Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show as we start the weekend here against the Tulsa Drillers. I'm joined by Daniel Egan. 10 Ks last night in five innings against Tulsa. And Daniel, first I want to ask you, how were you able to kind of mentally overcome the start to the game, which was about as bad as you could possibly have, right? Just not a very good throw to first base, but then one, get out of that first inning unscathed and shove five innings against Tulsa.
I think that's just like one of the traits that I have as a pitcher that I kind of rely on is like if I run into trouble, whether it's self-induced or whether I'm giving up a bunch of hits myself, you know, just being able to work around any trouble that's on the bases. And I just, you know, continue to bear down, trust my process, and yeah, go out there and compete.
Facing this Tulsa lineup, which is one of the best at this level, how did you prepare for them to have as much success as you did, just the one little two-run home run?
Me and Gavin and Gabby did a good job preparing and before the game, and just went out there and executed to the best of my ability, and I think it just took care of itself.
What do you feel like was working the best? Because it seemed like, you know, strikeouts are the ultimate equalizer for a pitcher, right? Especially in a ballpark like this where the ball's flying. If you just strike them out, that's the best way to ensure they're going to be out, right? Is there a switch you flip in your mind where you say, I really need a strikeout here?
I wouldn't say necessarily. Obviously, if there's, you know, a runner on third base with less than two outs, a strikeout would be huge. You know, it gives you better chances to leave that runner stranded. But I think that's just, like, again, a part of my process is getting swing and miss. And, you know, it's not always pretty the way I get there, but I collect strikeouts along the way of my outings. And I think it's huge. It allows me to go further into my outings, you know, whether I, you know, run into trouble or not. So
both breaking balls were shaping well last night as well. It just gives you such that 1-2 punch when you have both of them, right?
Right, absolutely. When I have both of those, able to throw them in the zone, show them for strikes, it gives a hitter a tough time, and it just allows me to be that much more on my game that night.
What in your mind needs to happen for these results to flip around recently for the team? Because obviously it's a baseball season, it's up and down, right? But coming down to the end of the first half, it needs to be up soon if we want to win this first half. What do you think the adjustments need to be made for this ball club, both on the mound or elsewhere?
Yeah, I just think we need to continue to keep playing winning baseball. I think we all know what we're capable of as individual, as players. I think it's just a matter of understanding that we got to put it all together sometimes in one complete game and just be a complete unit and go out there and attack every day as a team.
How does a boy from North Carolina end up a New York Knicks fan?
My whole family is born in New York, so upstate New York, so I claim a few New York sports teams.
What you got on game two tonight?
Knicks got it. We got to get that game two dub.
I don't know if you probably got to watch game one live, at least some of it maybe, because we were here. Takeaways on game one, how the Knicks were able to pull through in that instant classic?
I thought it was a great game. I'm really excited to see how Cat and Brunson like continue to play the way that they played at the end of that game one. There were some really clutch moments. I was really happy that they were able to not only come back, but then pull out the win in the end. It was a huge statement win for game one.
Dawson told me to hit you with a go Spurs go.
Yeah, Dawson's acting crazy. He's getting a little nervous. You can tell that he's not super confident in his Spurs right now, but I'm not worried at all.
One last question as we get back to baseball. Ashton Izzy's been super good. I asked him yesterday on the pregame show about what he's seen in you. Now I'm going to ask you the same question about him. You guys are similar ages, similar stages of your career. What have you seen on him recently?
Yeah, his stuff is nasty, and I think it's just so many things set him up for success with his, whether it be his arsenal, his process, the way he goes about his work. It's all really like very professional, and you know, I love watching him pitch because, you know, it fires me up to go out there and pitch, you know, when I'm out there. And so I think we can try to feed off of each other. We're both very different arsenal-wise, so there's not much that we can, you know, help each other out with, I would say, like, in terms of pitch-to-pitch. But, like, we'll play catch all the time. I see how good his stuff of it is. And when he goes out and dominates hitters, it only makes sense to me.
New York Knicks fan Daniel Egan, thanks for the time, man.
Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.